should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, Buster?
Hiya, babe. Say, how about a little...
Oh! Yeah, I'm not a 1940s girl who would just slap you in the face and, ha-ha, isn't that funny? You're sexist. I'm gonna make sure it hurts when you pee.
The Adventures of Maisie.
The Adventures of Madison.
Madison?
You saw what I did to the other guy.
The Adventures of Madison.
Okay, so usually you guys show up when I'm zapped into a new old-timey radio show, and I, like, go on an adventure with some detective or superhero or whatever, right? But, you may be wondering, what happens to Madison in between the old-timey radio shows? Well, sometimes the zap is really fast, but sometimes it drags out. And if I haven't made any money on the last old-timey radio show I did, I gotta find a job. So I take jobs as a secretary or in a department store or waiting tables, all for 40 cents an hour. 40 freaking cents! I mean, I know everything costs less than modern day, but oh my God, 40 cents for a whole hour! Anywho, usually me working crap jobs is pretty boring and not even worth reporting, but this last one got a little crazy. It started when I saw a help wanted sign in a window and went inside.
Yes, miss. What can I do for you?
I'll take it.
Take what?
The job. How much does it pay? I know my worth, and it's 50 cents an hour.
All right, but they just raised the minimum wage to 75 cents an hour.
It must be 1949. Score! That's not just a raise for fast food workers, is it?
Fast food?
Okay, great.
We have several openings. What do you experience at?
Stuff.
Stuff? Anything specific?
Do you have an opening for a makeup influencer?
A what now?
Worth a shot. What you got?
Well, we could use a comptometrist.
Don't know what that is.
A lithograph operator.
Don't know what that is.
A stenographer?
Don't know what that is.
Do you know what a typist is?
Yes, but apparently typing 70 words a minute with your thumbs isn't a transferable skill in the 1940s.
Look, miss, all we take care of here is war surplus.
There's gotta be something.
I'm sorry, but...
I'm an experienced driver.
Driver?
Sure. Lyft, Uber, Uber Eats. Until I was caught eating French fries out of customers' bags.
I don't think we require a driver.
So those are your trucks out front, right? I can drive a truck.
A truck driver? But you're a woman.
Oh, what? I don't have a penis, so I can't drive a stick? Trust me, I can drive a stick. And for that, I can provide a long list of references.
I'm sorry, but it's impossible. Women truck drivers? It just isn't being done.
Didn't women drive trucks in the war? Yeah! B. Arthur drove trucks for the frickin' Marines! She is seven layers of badass.
Maybe practice some of that typing and get back to me. Good day.
Douche nozzle. Ah, dude! The hell?
Oh, I'm very sorry, miss. Here, let me help you up.
Thanks. Aw, man! I got a run in my nylons. I can't believe women wore these stupid things for decades! Until you wear nylons, you don't realize the entire world is nothing but a snagging hazard.
Oh, gosh. Maybe you're hurt. Maybe you better sit.
Dial it down a notch, little man. The only thing hurt are the silkworms who are going to have to make me another pair.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. You see, I'm going to have a baby.
If women of the 40s aren't allowed to drive trucks, men probably aren't allowed to have babies. Unless, are you wearing nylons?
What? No, I mean my wife's gonna have a baby. It could be tonight. The baby, I mean. You know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is. It might be a shocker to you, but not every female on this planet is scrambling to spawn.
Since it could be tonight, that's why I gotta be there, to take her to the hospital. I can't lose my job. Babies cost a lot of money.
Maybe you should have thought of that before you knocked her up.
I drive a truck.
Oh, then you must have a penis.
I drive for this company. I work nights, but I shouldn't tonight because I got a feeling that's when it's going to happen. But the money! I'm afraid to tell him, but I must, mustn't I?
Boy, your kid's going to need a lot of therapy.
I'm Charlie Pilsudski, by the way.
Pilsudski? Yeah, that kid's definitely going to need therapy.
How do you do, Miss,
Standish. Madison Standish. And since you asked, not doing so great.
You're not?
Is it my turn? Am I allowed to speak?
Maybe it'll help me get my mind off the baby.
Okay, well, half listening is better than none. I was here trying to get a job driving a truck.
You drive a truck? But you're a woman.
That kid of yours is getting genius genes.
Say, maybe.
What?
No, it's crazy.
What?
Hey, but on the other hand...
What?
It won't work.
All right, you know what? Gotta go.
Would you take over tonight's run to Frisco? I begged off 2 runs this week already, and if I tell the boss I can't make it again tonight because my wife's time is getting too close and I ought to be with her, they'll fire me, and jobs ain't easy to get.
I know. Tough being a young white male in America.
Would you do it, please?
Me?
Please. I'll do anything. I'll even name the baby after you.
Madison Pilsudski. Why don't we just stick to you paying me for my time?
Oh, thank you.
I'll drive your truck to Frisco. Do I have to call it Frisco? No one calls it Frisco.
Call it whatever you want. You just be at the loading platform at 11:30 tonight. I'll have the truck all loaded and ready for you to take off in a hurry.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, but you're a woman.
Are we taking the scene back to the top? And action. You drive a truck? But you're a woman.
I mean, if a cop should stop you driving a truck without a license, how will you get out of it?
I'll show him my gun license.
You have a gun?
No, I have a gun license. OMG, you do not want me to have a gun.
Then why do you have a gun license?
For a minute there, you were terrified thinking I had a gun. And there's something satisfying about creating that moment of fear.
Lefty, take it easy, loading that loot on the truck.
What are you so jumpy about, Petey?
Come on, let's get the rest of this stuff in the truck. I promised Shoyley I'd be back in time to give her another lesson on picking locks. She's ambitious, that girl of mine.
My moidle's the same. Wants me to let her do one of these warehouse jobs. I keep telling her, the boss won't go for it.
Let's get this load loaded.
Keep your shirt on, will ya?
But it's 20 miles to the meetup with Blackie. He don't like to be kept waiting.
Ain't gonna be much room for any more stuff in here. Charlie loaded it pretty full.
Charlie? Who's Charlie?
Charlie Pilsudski, the guy who drives this here load. I seen his name on the license when I checked the gas gauge.
He's gonna be surprised when he unexpectedly gets the night off.
Yeah, and I drive his truck.
Who says you gets to drive?
Oh, come on now, Petey. You drove the last one.
Yeah, but... Oh. Shh. Lefty, quick, under the truck.
What? Why?
Quiet, you goof. There's a cop.
Let's get hit.
And just where do you think you're going, miss?
What's it to you?
A fine way to talk to an officer of the law.
Is that Irish accent for real?
Of course it be real.
Seriously? I can't imagine the Irish cop stereotype in modern day. Like if an LAPD officer pulled me over and sounded like you, I'd offer him Lucky Charms and end my day in jail.
Answer the question, miss.
I'm driving this truck.
Are you now?
They're magically delicious.
You drive this truck, do you? You got yourself a license, then?
Of course. Here.
This is a license to possess a firearm. Do you have a firearm on your person?
No, but that was better than a jump scare, wasn't it?
All righty, then. If you don't have a truck driving license, you ain't gonna board this vehicle.
Your accent is so cute. Can you say, I'm black and I'm proud?
That's it. I'm taking in.
You're arresting me? For what?
Annoying a police officer.
No, wait, hang on. This is my boyfriend's truck, actually. He's gonna drive it. I'm just a passenger.
You be taking along with him, then?
Road trip! Woohoo!
Well, then why didn't you say that in the first place?
I hadn't thought of it yet.
Your boyfriend be meeting you here, is he?
Yeah. any minute now.
Well, it ain't safe for a girl to be waiting around in a dark alley all by her lonesome. I'll just keep you company till he gets here.
Wow, talk about luck of the Irish.
The cop, he's coming up to the truck.
And he's got a dame with him.
Them's getting too close for comfort.
Quiet, quiet. Keep down under here.
But she's getting in the truck. Supposing she drives it off.
Who ever heard of a dame driving a truck, you dope?
Well, officer, thank you for walking me the whole 8 feet to the truck. I feel very safe. You are doing an amazing job.
Oh, why, thank you, miss. What you starting the engine up for?
It's cold in here. I wanted to run the heater.
Ah, I see. Did you just put the truck into gear?
Oh, is that what I did? I thought it was the lever for the fan.
Be careful now. You don't want to be driving off. Hey, wait. No, no, stop.
Baby, don't look now. But some dames can drive trucks.
Yeah, come on. We got to run after her. Wait.
Hold it,
stop.
Lady.
Hey, stop.
Well. Look who it is. It's Lefty and Petey Boy. Are you still specializing in robbing warehouses then?
Look, officer, we didn't do nothing.
Well, from now on you'll be doing plenty. About 10 years, and so will your little Goldilocks.
Goldilocks?
The cute little trick with working with you. Yeah, she won't be getting very far with that stolen truck.
Moving right along, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, that's probably all we can get away with before YouTube cites us for copyright infringement. Or God himself! Jim Henson's up there going, "Don't mess with the Muppets! My kids sold them to Disney!" Man, the rain's coming down hard! Where's a good California drought when you need one? Oh, there's a dude out there waving for me to stop! The murderous hitchhiker trope doesn't really start till the late 60s, right? It's safe to pick him up.
Thanks for stopping, Mac.
No worries. Hop on in.
Rain came out of nowhere.
Where are you headed?
Say, you're a woman truck driver.
Look, dude, congratulations on your penis. But even people with lady parts can operate heavy machinery.
I don't have one of those.
Oh, did you lose it in the war?
I'm not a man.
Just because you have an injury there doesn't make you less of a man.
No, I'm a woman. Name's Helen O'Rourke.
OMG, you're Irish.
Well, what's so funny about being Irish?
Inside joke for anyone who heard scene two. Actually, as an Irish person yourself, you might be offended by it. The cop was written like a leprechaun.
Cop?
Never mind. BTW, I'm Madison Standish. Sup?
BT, nice to meet you.
So, small talk. What are you doing out here alone at night dressed like a man?
I'm hitchhiking to Portland for a job. And I'm not dressed like a man. These are my work clothes.
Really? Flannel shirt and pants? Where do you get a job in the 1940s that doesn't require nylons? Seriously asking.
You're looking at Helen O'Rourke, girl lumberjack.
I just found a 1940s lesbian in the wild.
What?
Hey, you're a lumberjack and you're okay.
Thanks?
I'm sorry, I'm excited. I didn't think there were female lumberjacks of the 1940s.
Well, I didn't think there were female truck drivers.
Good point. But I'm only a temp truck driver, though, until I get zapped into the next old-timey radio show.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, speaking of the radio, mind if we turn it on? Maybe we'll get the weather report for when this storm's gonna let up.
Oh, okay, sure.
Interrupt this program to bring you a late newsflash. Attention, local police. Be on the lookout for a 10-ton truck believed to be headed north on the San Francisco coast route.
Say, Madison, we're on the coast route, aren't we?
Since that's the ocean on our left, I'm gonna say yes.
The truck, loaded with Army surplus material, was stolen earlier this evening from the warehouse of the Acme War Surplus Company.
Say, Madison, this is an Acme truck, isn't it?
Since Acme is written on the side of the truck, I'm gonna say yes.
The driver of the stolen truck is a woman.
Say, Madison, you are a woman truck driver, aren't you?
Since I have a vagina, I'm gonna say yes.
She is described as being about 5'6".
Are you 5'6"?
Only in heels.
She's a glamorous blonde.
Are you a glamorous blonde?
You don't think so?
She may be armed, as she reportedly has a gun license.
A gun?
Gun license. There's a distinction.
And she is reported to be a member of the notorious Blackie Leonard gang.
The Blackie Leonard gang?
Is that anything like Cool in the Gang?
All motorists are requested to report to the police immediately if you've seen this stolen truck and this desperate gun mole.
Ugh, enough with the news. Celebrate good times. Come on!
Hey, why don't you just let me out here, huh?
Celebrate. Come on, sing with me. Good times. Come on!
Please let me out.
It's a celebration.
What? Why? It's pitch black and pouring rain out there. And this is a wedding reception staple.
That's all right. I can catch the next truck.
But what if the next truck is the stolen Acme truck driven by the 5'6" glamorous blonde who... Oh, crap. They were talking about me, weren't they?
Sure sounded like it.
Oh, man. This is like the time they put out an Amber Alert and got the license plate number wrong. So all of Los Angeles was reporting me everywhere I went. I got pulled over so many times, I started carrying a box of donuts for the cops.
So it's not you?
Well, no, it's me. But I didn't steal the truck. I'm driving it for Charlie Pilsudski, whose wife's having a baby. Oh, that stupid Irish cop.
Hey!
Sorry, that stupid cop who happens to be Irish.
Watch out for that car!
Dude! The hell is the guy gonna drive it like that? I do not understand people who cut off trucks. Like, you think your little Ford Taurus is gonna win against a 10-ton road Godzilla?
The man's getting out.
Oh! You cut me off, and now you're coming after me?
He's got a gun in his hand.
So he does. Really wishing I had more than a gun license right about now.
Good work, babe. You got to the rendezvous here right on schedule.
This is the rendezvous? I've been to San Francisco in the 40s. This is not San Francisco. Unless there was a devastating earthquake I didn't hear about.
None that I know of.
The tough part's all over, Shoily.
Shirley?
Shoily. You're Irish, he's gangster.
Yeah, this is Petey's Goyle, Shoily. Ain't it, Moidle?
You're Moidle.
I'm proud of you, Goyles. You know, there ain't nobody that's got a better appreciation of feminine toypitude than Blackie Leonard.
Blackie Leonard?
Nice to meet you. I heard all about you, Goyles, from Petey and Lefty. Bad break for them, huh?
Being named Petey and Lefty? Yeah, bad break.
But I'm sure they'll be out in 5 to 10.
Out?
You heard they got nabbed, didn't you? Picked up at the warehouse. Yous two are Petey and Lefty's moles, ain't you?
Oh, certainly. We're their, moles, was it?
That means prostitute.
Then I better be getting paid more than 75 cents an hour.
We gotta get this truck to the hideout before the cops spot it. Then, maybe when we're settled down nice and cozy-like, yous two and me can, you know.
Oh, no.
What, no?
Yo-ho! I'm your ho, right here. Moidle's more of a one-gangster kind of girl, but I'm open to other options.
Well, I do like me a blonde.
Goody.
I'll be back in a sec, though. I gotta tell the boys to follow us down.
Well, great. Just what do you propose we do now, Shoily? Keep pretending to be gun moles?
Or tell him we're not the gun moles and he shoots us?
Why did I decide to hitchhike?
I've never seen this happen to a hitchhiker on Dateline NBC.
I can't believe you got me into this.
Hey! I'm the one who's gonna have to trip the light fandango with this guy who's got the body hair of a chimpanzee with a hormone problem.
Okay, chicks, we're all set. Move over, babe.
Yeah, okay.
Say, you're pretty wet too, Moidle. Was it raining down in L.A.?
We had a flat, and she got out and changed the tire.
You's changed a truck tire all by yourself?
She's got the arms of a lumberjack.
Too bad you're lefties, Goyle. Okay, Shoily, you can get going to the hideout. The boys will follow us.
Hideout?
Petey told you where it is, of course.
Petey said it was a secret hideout, and he would take that secret to his grave.
Well, how about that? I didn't know Petey was so loyal.
Maybe we shouldn't hook up then, in honor of Petey's loyalty to you.
He's loyal to me, because I'm the boss. Don't mean I gotta be loyal to him.
That sounds about right.
Okay, shove over. I'll take the wheel.
Ow! Wait, Myrtle! You gotta go to the right!
I'm trying!
Hang on, I'm caught on something!
Don't pull me!
Unbuckle your seatbelt!
My knee!
Move over, Myrtle!
I got stuck!
Joyway, you gotta unbuckle your seatbelt!
I did!
No! You okay?
Somebody owes me a pair of nylons!
Well, this is it.
Yeah, this looks like where they discover the bodies on Dateline.
You've got an awful lot of machine guns.
And rifles. We run out of room in the garage, so we've been storing the goods in here.
Well, it helps to cover up the brown paint someone smeared all over the wall.
Oh, that ain't brown paint, babe. That's dried blood.
Blood?
It's a bold choice to decorate with bodily fluids.
So hey, while the boys are unloading the truck, how's about you two dolls going into the kitchen and cooking up some grub?
Cooking? I just drove a truck for 6 hours! You saying I have to bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan?
Petey tells me you cook hotcakes just like his mother used to make.
Burnt on the outside, raw on the inside?
You'll find all the stuff you need in the kitchen. Of course, ain't much room to move around. I got a couple of them Navy wireless sets in there.
Wireless sets? In the kitchen?
Like I said, ran out of room in the garage.
I'm not much of a cook. I'm better at, other things.
Yeah? Like what?
You know.
Madison, you don't want to go through with that.
Better than cooking. Come on, you big hairy ape. How about instead of me cooking, we play Bedtime for Bonzo?
What?
Beaten Cheeks with Cheetah.
How's that?
Sodomy for Caesar.
Huh?
I'm gonna Jane your Goodall.
Just make them hotcakes.
Oh, I'm glad he left. I was running out of chimpanzee references.
Come on in the kitchen with me, Madison, and you can avoid the zoo altogether.
Can you cook?
Better. I was a whack in the war.
A whack? Oh, is that what they call lesbians in the 40s?
No. Don't you know what a whack is?
If it's not a euphemism, then no.
Women's Army Corps.
Still sounds like a euphemism.
Here, help me unwind the wire of this wireless set.
If there's a wire, why is it called wireless?
Come on, help me. If I work fast, I can get it connected and we can send out a message for help.
A whack lumberjack. You're gonna make some wife very happy.
You just keep an eye on the door and keep your fingers crossed.
Is there anything I can do to help? Preferably with minimal effort.
Can you make hotcakes?
I burn cold cereal.
It might be the only thing that buys us time.
Ugh, I'll try. There's no pancake mix.
There's a bag of flour right there.
You mean I gotta make pancakes from scratch?
Unless you can fix a wireless radio.
I am so not mechanically inclined that I throw away lamps when they need a new light bulb.
Then get cooking.
What is that? Morse code? Is this 1949 or 1849?
During the war, the only way ships at sea could send messages long distance was using telegraphs.
That's like when I drive through Malibu Canyon and end up between cell towers with no reception. It's like caveman times.
Hey, how about the grub?
Another 20 minutes, I should be able to flip them.
You haven't flipped them yet?
Do I tell you how to fix a wireless radio and send Morse code messages?
It's been half an hour. You might want to flip them.
I guess I could see if they're ready. There, the perfect shade of black.
Do I smell something burning?
Blackened pancakes are my specialty.
Oh, hurry up, will ya? I'm starved.
What is this, IHOP? How much longer do you need?
All I can do on this thing is send. I can't receive.
I'm gonna give you just 5 minutes more, see? Just 5 minutes.
They'll be ready when they're ready. Well, what does that mean, you can't receive?
It means I can send it out into the world, but I have no way of knowing if anyone is listening.
That's what it's like to make a podcast.
Hey there, Jake. You and the boys finished unloading the truck yet?
Yeah, boss, we... Hey, where's the skoits?
In the kitchen. And guess what they're cooking?
A goose.
A goose?
Your goose. Here, read this.
Hey, what is this anyway?
A little message I picked up whilst checking one of them wireless receiving sets we swiped from the warehouse. It's sort of interesting.
Eh, kinda thought things was unkosher. Yous and the boys get the trucks loaded, Jake. I'll be pulling out of here as soon as I take care of some unfinished business.
Check, Chief.
All right, here I come, ladies.
Wait, hang on. We're coming out with the grub.
Pancakes cooked to a nice charcoal black, just like my mother used to make when it was the cook's day off and Mom wanted to play domestic.
Well, you sure put in a gallant effort.
Oh no, Shirley, you forgot the butter. I'll go back in the kitchen and get it.
Oh no, Moidle. We didn't bring anything for Blackie to drink. I'll go with you.
No, 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 no! Please, ladies, sit down, sit down. I don't like to eat alone.
Seriously, these pancakes are gonna be like eating wood chips. You're gonna want butter and something to drink.
Sit down!
Shirley, he's got a gun.
Do you have a license for that gun?
Pretty sure that doesn't matter.
Blackie don't like little Goyle sending messages for help on the wireless.
Hey, how about that? Somebody did get your message.
Sure did. Now where would you like it, babe? In the head or in the back?
Ah, multiple choice.
And no wrong answers.
Drop it.
Who's gonna make me?
We are.
Now drop it.
It's like the all-girl Avengers.
Just some friends of mine. Good to see you, Ethel.
Looking good, Helen.
I'll bust holes in all of you. Boys! Boys, get in here!
You're talking about those little lap dogs you had guarding the garage? We took care of them.
And now, I think it's time to take care of you.
This is unexpected. What's happening?
I told you I was a whack in the war. So were a lot of my girlfriends.
And some of us decided to stay working in the more traditionally masculine fields.
We call ourselves tough bar butches.
Affectionately, of course.
I feel like I walked into a Marlon Brando biker movie with an all-female cast.
Hey, why don't you join us at one of our local hangouts?
A lesbian biker bar? Yes, please.
Don't you have to get this load of army surplus to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. I can't let Charlie down. He'll lose his job, and he's got that baby coming.
And you won't get paid.
And I won't get paid.
Well, how about letting us tag along? We might know a place or two in Frisco.
Yeah. Just give me a minute for a quick wardrobe change, because screw these frickin' nylons. Well, that was my most recent adventure in job hunting. Helen notified the local police and set them straight, if you'll pardon the expression, on Blackie and his gang being the ones behind the Acme truck robbery, getting me off the hook. I called Charlie from Frisco, and I'm happy to report he's got a new baby girl who hopefully, with more women like Helen and Ethel, will be able to grow up and be a truck driver someday. After that, the tough bar butches and me went for a night on the town, and woo! Oh, too much to go into right now, but being in a bar full of uninhibited women in the height of the post-war strict gender role society was so much fun. Keep living your best life, everybody! Bye! The Adventures of Maisie starred Anne Southern, who first brought the brassy blonde to the big screen in 10 films spanning the years of 1939 to 1947. The comedy radio series following the always single, always underemployed wannabe singer Maisie Revere also starred Southern, running from 1945 to 1947, in conjunction with the latter years of the films. Maisie's popular catchphrase of, "Likewise, I'm sure," was used throughout the era. Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Are you a Madison member on our Patreon? Subscribe for only $5 a month and you'll get access to the return of Madison's Mad Facts. This is my bonus feature where we look at the way things were in real life back during these old-timey radio shows. In the original episode of The Adventures of Maisie, Acme Surplus Truck Driver, Maisie was actually the one who had been a whack in the war. So for this episode's Mad Facts, I'm going to go into the history of the Women's Army Corps, both during and immediately following World War II. The link for our Patreon is in the show notes. Don't miss out! Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits!
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Julie Hoverson appeared as Helen O'Rourke. Other actors in the cast were Jeremy Sage as Blackie Leonard and Charlie Pilsudski, Jerry Kokich as Petey, Tom O'Connor as Lefty, Scott R. McKinley as the Irish officer, Paul Arabisi as the personnel manager, Sharon Gruenwald as Ethel, AJ Fidalgo as Jake, and Jonathan Winstead as the radio announcer.